In the realm of Mortal Kombat, where ninjas clash and fatalities unfold, a less visible but equally, if not more, crucial battle is underway. A financial struggle faced by the franchise's owners. What may come as a surprise is that the custodians of Mortal Kombat are seemingly once again at risk of bankruptcy.
Welcome back, Earthworm Warriors, to another Tarkatan Bite-sized episode of the Realmcast. I am your host, the Mortal Kombat Phantom.
And I am Yanni. Today, we'll be diving into the complexities of Warner Bros. Discovery's financial challenges and explore their potential consequences for Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment, NetherRealm Studios, and the beloved Mortal Kombat franchise. We've recently released an episode on this topic, which we have decided to re-upload now as new information has been revealed. We also appreciate the listeners' feedback, who inspired us to take a step back and look deeper into this topic. This is the perfect example of how your comments and input matter, so keep them coming.
To understand the genesis of the Mortal Kombat franchise, let's rewind all the way back to the bankruptcy of Midway Games in 2009. Before we get too far into today's episode, we have a lot of G Fuel that we want to give to you guys. So if you're interested in getting some of this, stick around until the end of the credits where we will explain to you how you can get some G Fuel. On February 12, 2009, Midway Games filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, setting the stage for a transformative acquisition by Warner Brothers. The entertainment giant swooped in, securing substantially all of the assets, including the prized Mortal Kombat franchise. The strategic move not only bolstered Warner Brothers' position in the gaming industry, but marked the inception of a new chapter for the Mortal Kombat series. Fast forward all the way through to 2021, and the landscape witnessed another seismic shift. On May 16, 2021, reports surfaced that AT&T, the parent company of Warner Brothers, was contemplating merging its media subsidiary, Warner Media, which encompasses Warner Brothers, with Discovery Incorporated. This prospect of merger aimed to birth a new publicly traded company with AT&T shareholders holding a 71% interest and Discovery shareholders holding a 29% interest. The merger materialized, giving rise to the new entity, Warner Brothers Discovery, WBD. This corporate restructure added a layer of complexity to the financial dynamics of Warner Brothers and its subsidiaries. The formation of Warner Brothers Discovery amalgamated major players in the entertainment realm, including Warner Brothers Pictures, Discovery, Max, DC Films, Watertower Music, DC Comics, Adult Swim, TBS, TNT, CNS, Cartoon Network, and WB Games. Yes, WB Games. Warner Brothers Discovery reach extends to Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment, the gaming division responsible for delivering interactive experiences to global audiences. Within the realm of WBIE lies NetherRealm Studios, once known as Midway Games. When Warner Brothers acquired Midway, they rebranded the studio as Warner Brothers Games Chicago, eventually evolving into NetherRealm Studios, NRS. Now operating under the WBIE umbrella, their close collaboration is indispensable for the development and success of Mortal Kombat games. This collaboration has also shaped monetary practices over the past decade, as WBIE operates as a subsidiary under the broader umbrella of Warner Brothers Discovery, aligning its strategies with the parent company's goals. Now that we've outlined the corporate intricacies of NetherRealm Studios, let's delve deeper into the financial landscape.
A recent analysis from MacroAxess, a personalized wealth optimization service, suggests that Warner Bros. Discovery may be on the precipice of bankruptcy, with a stock probability of bankruptcy nearing 60%. This analysis captures added intrigue when compared to Disney, a behemoth in the entertainment industry. Despite recent box office underperformances, Disney faces only a 1% chance of bankruptcy. MacroAxess's probability of bankruptcy, derived from financial metrics like Altman Z-score and Piotrowski F-score, paints a challenging picture. It indicates a significant likelihood of financial distress within the next 2 years. This report serves as a guide for investors, helping them assess whether the stock is trading above or below its real value. As of the moment of this recording, the company has not responded to this concerning report. This concerning revelation unfolds against the backdrop of WBD, grappling with a financial crisis exacerbated by a substantial loss ranging between $300 million and $500 million in 2023, seemingly due to the SAG-AFTRA strikes. The traditional media landscape is undergoing seismic shifts due to the surge in popularity of streaming services and evolving consumer preferences, intensifying the challenges faced by entertainment conglomerates. Intriguingly, recent reports bring a new twist to the Warner Bros. Discovery bankruptcy rumors. In a recent article from Variety, it's been reported that the company's CEO, David Zaslav, has engaged in talks with Paramount Global about a potential merger. While these discussions introduce even more uncertainty into the analysis of Warner Bros. Discovery's standalone financial health, it raises even more questions about the accuracy and impact of earlier analyses. Special thanks to those who sent us over a link to these reports as they were published. The purported financial instability looming over Warner Bros. Discovery has sparked a wave of speculation, but it's crucial to approach these reports with a healthy dose of skepticism, as they are only rumors as of this moment in time. According to other reports, CEO David Zaslav, faced with financial challenges, is contemplating cost-cutting measures, even exploring the possibility of recasting the DC movie universe with less expensive talents. Adding to the intrigue are rumors circulating which suggest that the company might be up for sale to Universal in a few years, potentially leading to a new home for NetherRealm Studios. Reports also hint at Universal's plans to continue projects like James Gunn's DC Universe, if it takes over Warner Bros. Discovery. While these speculations certainly raise eyebrows, it's essential to approach them with caution, recognizing that the entertainment industry often thrives on sensational narratives. How will the impending financial challenges faced by Warner Bros. Discovery impact the upcoming Mortal Kombat DLC releases? As the company navigates these turbulent waters, what does the future hold for projects like Ed Boon's recently announced additions to Mortal Kombat 1?
Ed Boon, the creative director of Mortal Kombat, shared exciting news during the recent CCXP 23 event in Brazil, revealing that Story DLC is in the works, as reported by IGN. Drawing parallels to their approach with Mortal Kombat 11's aftermath, Boon assured fans that a second part with more story is on the way, followed by a, quote, big surprise. While specifics about this surprise remain undisclosed, the announcement mirrors the successful strategy employed with Mortal Kombat 11's Aftermath DLC, which introduced an all-new story edition. Boon's statement of commitment to supporting Mortal Kombat 1 post-launch was evident during CCXP 23, where he declared their intention to extend support beyond the lifespan of Mortal Kombat 11. As he put it, we're, quote, going to be supporting the game for even longer than we did with Mortal Kombat 11, end quote, promising that it's going to be a fun ride. Considering the recent cadence of content releases, it looks like Mortal Kombat 1 fans can look forward to a treat over the next few years. NetherRealm Studios appears to be dedicated to delivering ongoing excitement for its latest fighter, promising a continuation of support and additional surprises for players to enjoy. However, the financial challenges confronting Warner Bros. Discovery have the potential to send ripples throughout WBIE and consequently NetherRealm Studios, imposing constraints on essential fundings for the development, marketing, and innovation integral to the pace and scale of Mortal Kombat projects.
As we contemplate the potential repercussions of Warner Bros. Discovery's looming risk of bankruptcy, the spotlight inevitably turns to the fate of Mortal Kombat. When companies face money issues, they often need to rethink their plans. This means Warner Bros. Discovery might have to decide carefully where to spend money in WBIE and NetherRealm Studios, impacting choices about new games, expansions, and using new technologies. In the gaming world, where having creative and talented people is crucial, if the parent company struggles financially, it could also affect how happy and motivated employees at WBIE and NetherRealm Studios feel. Keeping these talented people is vital for making sure Mortal Kombat games stay great, with the core vision intact. Making new and exciting things in games needs constant innovation and keeping up with new technologies. However, if money is tight for WBIE and NetherRealm Studios, they might not be able to invest in the latest technologies, potentially limiting any updated features in future Mortal Kombat games. The money situation at WBD might not only affect where Mortal Kombat stands in the gaming world, but also stresses the importance of keeping a positive image to keep players interested. What this all really means is, the future of Mortal Kombat could be at stake. If Warner Bros. Discovery faces money problems, or goes bankrupt even, it brings uncertainty about whether they'll keep supporting and investing in Mortal Kombat like they used to, which could impact the game's success and reputation.
The intricate dance between Warner Bros. Discovery financial challenges and its gaming subsidiaries, especially WBIE and NetherRealm Studios, holds significant implications for the future of Mortal Kombat games. From the historical backdrop of Midway's bankruptcy to the recent merger with Discovery, the financial landscape is complex and dynamic. As stakeholders, gamers, and industry insiders all watch this unfolding narrative, the resilience and adaptability of Warner Bros. Gaming entities will be put to the test.
What are your thoughts? Do you think this is the sort of challenge which could end up breaking the Mortal Kombat franchise? Or will the defenders of the realms always prevail? Let us know in the comments. The Mortal Kombat franchise, with its rich legacy, stands at the intersection of creativity, technology, and financial strategy, making it a compelling case study in the ever-evolving landscape of entertainment and gaming. If you found this Trakaten Bite-Size episode interesting, be sure to check out our other bite-sized videos, as well as our new episodes of the Realmcast with our guest interviews and deep dive analyses. Until next time, remember, every warrior has a story and every saga a lesson.
All right, thank you everybody for watching today's episode. Like I said at the beginning, we have G Fuel. We have a lot of G Fuel, and we want to give it to you guys as a thank you for tuning into the Realmcast and our bite-sized episode and everything that we do. Okay, so we're going to make this pretty simple. All you got to do is leave a comment on any of our videos between now and our next Soul Stream, and every video you leave a comment on, we'll give you one entry. You don't even have to say, we want G Fuel. You can just leave a comment. Tell us what you think about our videos, and we will enter you into the drawing. It's that simple. We have four of the brand new G Fuel flavors, including these Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary flavors. There is the Electric Strike, which is the watermelon lemonade. This one is the Raiden flavor. We also have the Scorpion Sting. This one is spicy mango, and it is Scorpion's Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary flavor. Even has the cool Mortal Kombat 2 Scorpion on it. And we have Ice Shatter. This one is blueberry lemonade with Mortal Kombat 3 Sub-Zero on the side of it. These are cool little canisters. They even have the Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary logo. And then we also have the brand new Mortal Kombat 1 flavor, which is the Dancing Dragon. It's Liu Kang's flavor. This one is Dragon Fruit Mango. If you are a fan of, you know, kind of the sweeter, more fruity G Fuel flavors, try this one out. These are their brand new flavors. We're going to be giving away to a lucky winner. For every comment you leave, that'll be one entry to win G Fuel. That's it. Just leave a comment on any videos, as many videos as you want, and hopefully you will win. So test your luck. So if you guys haven't tried G Fuel before, this is a great way to give some of the new flavors a try. These are all the brand new Mortal Kombat flavors, celebrating the release of Mortal Kombat 1, as well as the 30th anniversary of Mortal Kombat. G Fuel's been known to give its players a little bit of a competitive edge, giving you a little bit more energy, focus, endurance, and even a little bit better reaction speed. So if you haven't tried G Fuel, these Mortal Kombat flavors are a great way to try it. And like I said, we're giving it to you guys because we want to say thank you for tuning in to everything that we do here at Mortal Kombat Online. So like I said, all you got to do is leave a comment on any of the Realmcast videos on our YouTube channel between now and our next Soul Stream. And for every comment we receive, we will go through and we will give you one entry for a chance to win. So leave a comment and we will see you guys on the next Soul Stream.